Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Integrating livestock and cropping systems can be a win-win for South Dakota farmers and ranchers. Aftermath grazing, for example, removes excess residue from crop fields while providing a low-cost feed source for livestock. Taking the integration further by adding cover crops and annual forages for grazing continues to boost profit opportunities, according to studies at the Southeast Research Farm near Beersford. SDSU Extension Crop and Livestock Systems Field Specialist Parker Witt reports grazing cover crop blends after small grains returned roughly $17 per acre the first year of the study and $43 the second year, even after accounting for seed, planting, termination, fencing, and water costs.
But the soil health aspect is also something that shouldn't be overlooked, because at the end of the day, cropland is still cropland. It doesn't matter if you have cattle or livestock out there. You still need to produce good cash crops off of it. And having livestock integrated in the system is never shown, at least around here, does not show any negative impacts on your cropping systems. It only shows benefit.
South Dakota farmers who own no livestock can still find animals to graze through the South Dakota Grazing Exchange, hosted by the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition.
And I like to explain it to people as match.com for cows. You can go on their website and you can self-identify if you're a crop producer, a livestock producer, or some combination thereof, what resources you have available and what you're looking for, and they'll help connect you with folks in the area who are looking to develop grazing leases. And
Witt states the question is not whether cropland grazing works, but whether now is the time to invest. For many South Dakota farms and ranches, the answer is yes. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.